Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're learning the fascinating halachos of Kriyas Sefer Torah, and specifically we're learning today the Simen Kuf Mem Vav, which deals with Shalola Dabe B'Shasa Kriya, the tremendous importance of not doing anything else other than listening to the Kriyas Torah during the laning. And we had learned this halacha yesterday in Sif Beis on the Omud Aleph, where we had said that the Mechaber said, Kivin Shishchala Kori Likros B'Sefer Torah, once they open up the Sefer Torah, certainly once they start reading the Sefer Torah, you're not even allowed to talk Divrei Torah. And this, he said, is true, Afilu Ben Gavra Le Gavra, even in between the Aliyos, you're not allowed to talk. And we brought down for the Mishneh Berurah that this is because a person will then forget himself and continue to talk, even Divrei Torah, during the laning. And we brought down the tremendous kula that the Bach had, which we'll learn a lot more about today. And the first line in the Mishneh Berurah on Chof Ches Amud Beis says, "Bach may kill belimud ben gavra legavra." The Bach gave you permission to learn in between the Aliyos, albeit the El Yerabba said that this is only learning by yourself, but not learning with somebody else, because learning with somebody else will disturb potentially the other people, and you'll forget yourself, and you'll continue the learning when they start the laning. So this heter is really only for a person to learn quietly to himself. So that's just where we left off yesterday. And the Mechaber continues at the very top line. And this is true. V'afilu im hishlim hu aparsha. If this person has already heard the laning, he's finished his shtayim mikra v'yecha targum, he's done everything he has to do for the laning, and he's in the shul that they're laning in, he still shouldn't be learning or talking, even ben gavra l'gavra. That's the opinion over here, brought down in Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. Im hishlim, even if he finished shtayim mikra v'yecha targum, he says, look in the Prima Godim, Shemetzali Loma, Dafilim Kvar Shoma Kriyasa Torah Biasar Gam Kinosa. This guy has nothing to do with this laning. He's already finished Daya Mikro Viyach Targum. He's already heard the laning. He's not needed here for the minion. And the Chayd Mashal Biyagur, this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Nevertheless, such a person shouldn't be in the shul learning Torah even between the Aliyos. That's the more Machmir position. Then the Mechaber brings down a tremendous kula, and he says, "V'yesh matirim ligros." There are those that permit you to go and learn. The Ramah says, "Pirush lilmod belachash." As long as you're learning quietly, he brings this down, and this is brought down in the Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim says this is the shita of Tosos and the Rosh. We'll learn more in this Bir Halacha in a moment. So let's see though, Sifkot and Ches in the Mishneh Berurah. He says, V'yesh matirim, there are those that allow you to learn silently. Myri, he's talking about the Mishneh Berurah, says, the ikas sarid that tzaisi l'sefer Torah mi'balado, that there are 10 people listening to the lading besides himself, and he's already been yotzi with the lading. And even according to this opinion that's meikel, you still can't learn out loud. So you shouldn't disturb anybody else who's trying to listen to the laning, that you're learning out loud while they're listening to the laning. The issue footnote number 7 brings down that this is the reason why one should not collect staka during Kriyas HaTorah as well. It's not proper, because you're going to cause people to be disturbed and not being able to listen to the laning. Now let's look in the Bir Halacha and Dibra Maschel V'yesh Matirim Ligros Bilachash. So the Chofetz Chaim says this is the sheet of Tosfos and the Rosh, and he says, "Omnom the emes sheet is utumua lechormod." It's a very difficult sheet to understand. The Mai Mahani Shigos Belachas. How does it help that you're learning silently? Shol Yivato Shari Yashom and Kriyas HaTorah. You're not going to disturb other people. However, Mikol Makom Gam Hu Mitzuv Lishmo Kriyas HaTorah. But what about him? He's not going to hear the laning. V'im Yomod Es Limudo Leitin Libo Lishmo. He's certainly not going to be able to listen to the laning if he's learning. Masha Kori Akori. He won't be able to listen to the laner. Even if he's not part of the minion, so to say, there are 10 people that are listening to the laning. So how does that help for himself? Everybody has the obligation to listen to the laning, don't they? And therefore, how would this person be able to see the laning? So therefore, this question, he says, was already asked by the Kadmon, the Baal Shiboli Aleket, on this Shita. And he says, the Beis Yosef says, therefore, I'm not bringing this Shita La'aloch. It doesn't make any sense. Then the Mishneh Berurah says, if it wasn't for the fact that I was afraid to go up against all of these great gedolim, I would have said, Havamina de Shita Zumaire, that this kula that you're allowed to learn is only talking about somebody that's already been yotzei the laning. And even then, he shouldn't learn out loud because he'll disturb other people. So for himself, he's already been yotzei, and he shouldn't learn out loud because he'll disturb other people. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos that says exactly this. Dishu footnote number 8 brings down, Misha Shoma Kriyas HaTorah Ba'odu Mispalu. If somebody was davening, let's say, Pesuk of Zimra, and he heard the laning, so the Chazon Ish says that this is not the right way to do this. However, b'di'evid, you would be able to be yotzi like this. What happens if somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and they're up to the laning? So Rav Ozer Zatzal brings down that it's absolutely poshut, it's osur. He can't stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to listen to the laning, even though there won't be another minion afterwards and he won't have any other opportunity to hear the laning. He certainly can't stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and be silent to listen to the laning. The issue footer number 9 brings down that what happens if somebody didn't listen to the whole laning? He fell asleep, so to say. He's standing there, sitting there, and he doesn't really remember the laning. So the Vilna Gaon and the Siddur Agra brings down, in the name of Hagos Yeshnochlin, Shlo Yotzi de Chovas Akriya Klav. The person wasn't Yotzi the laning. And this is, in fact, the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, who says the same thing. He's Hivsid HaPosuk Shehichsir. Whatever he didn't listen to, he wasn't paying attention to, he's not Yotzi. And there's no way to get around it, because he certainly can't have the Tzibur go reread that Pasuk for one or two individuals. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman is more makel, and he says that the person was Yotze, albeit certainly b'di'evit, you should pay attention to the laning, and says such a person does not have to go find another minion to make up the psukim or the laning part that he missed. This is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, that we rely upon here, the opinion that the chova of the laning is on the tzibur and not necessarily on the individual. Rav Moshe does point out that this chiyuv over here to listen to each word of the laning, like he says, and if you missed it, you missed it, and you're not yotze, that's only talking about Shachris Shabbos time. It doesn't apply the same halachos to Monday, Thursday, and Milchus Shabbos. There, as long as you heard three psukim, then you're yotze. And the same thing would apply on Yontif as well. However, certainly, everybody agrees that one must pay careful attention to the laning, as we'll talk about, hopefully, Yemir Tzashem, at the end of the Shira and tomorrow. And in the issue for the number 10, he really brings down that this Machlokis over here, as to whether you're a Yotze, is really totally on the fact, is this laning a chiv on the individual person that he has to hear the laning, or is it a chiv on the tzibur? And as long as the tzibur has the chiv taken care of, so then it is acceptable b'di'evit for the individuals there. Even if they were Mesiach Dais, Das, so they're still Yotze b'di'evit. Now we continue in the Mechaber. He writes, there's another opinion that says, V'yesh omrim shim yesh asorah ditzayte, if there are 10 people there that are listening to the laning, Pirush, the Ramos says, hamisim libon, they're paying attention, l'sefer Torah, mutul l'sapiv divrei Torah, then a person would be allowed to go and learn Torah at that point in time. Furthermore, v'yesh matirim l'misha Torah su masu, another heter over here is somebody who is so immersed in learning, he doesn't ever leave a second go by without him learning. He has a sefer whenever he's standing online. He has a sefer. He's sitting down waiting for a bus. He has a sefer. This person never, ever, ever doesn't learn Torah, so then he would be allowed to learn Torah as well during the laning. Again, based on the caveat that the Chofetz Chaim said that he's already been yotzi the laning. V'yesh matirim, there's another mekel, a cool over here. L'misha kodim shiniftach sefer Torah, ma'asir ponav amara atzvo she'ino rotzo l'shmo sefer Torah l'kros, umaskal l'kros. A person who started learning in that shul before they started the laning. So he's clearly demonstrated that he's interested in his learning. He's osek in the midst of learning Torah, so he's, so to say, parted from the mitzvah of listening to the laning because he's learning Torah. Finally, the last kula that he brings down is v'likro shnei mikro v'yachat targum mishas kriyas haTorah shari. Likewise, one would be allowed to, even while they're laning, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, you could say a different part of the Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum while they're laning, and one technically could be Yotze. Again, all of this seems to be within the caveat that you've already heard the laning, so you're not going to cause over here other people to be disturbed. If you lane along quietly, or you say along a different part of the laning, Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum, that's not considered that you're doing something that's inappropriate. Let's catch up now on the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, V'yesh matirim, Ma'ir de'ika asor de'tzaitel sefer Torah mi'balodo. As I mentioned already, there are 10 people there listening besides himself to the laning, so he's not needed to, so to say, make the minion for the laning. But he still shouldn't say anything out loud, k'desh lo yatrit shara shomim, in order not to disturb the other people. Sivkot and Tess, L'misha torasum nasu. We gave another heter over here that if somebody is truly so immersed in learning that he learns every single second of the day, so he could also learn during the laning if he has already heard the laning. This is true where you have 10 people that have a listening to the laning. Normally you're not allowed to learn during the laning, except for this person whose Torah is his life, and he never goes a second without learning, so he can learn during the laning. He never ever stops learning, so he shouldn't stop learning now as well. He brings down, look in the El Yoraba, there is nobody today, he says, that fulfills this characteristic of being Torasum Nasum, in regards that if they're laning, he can just go and ignore it if he didn't start learning beforehand, but he can just start, pick up a chumash or a sefer in the middle of the laning and learn on his own. Sivkot and Yod, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'misha kodem v'chulei, if a person had started learning before they started the laning, it's okay. What's the reasoning behind this? Tam Shita Zuz, I've already explained, the Sfir Lei, Shekivin Shekar Hischel b'mitzvah b'tchilo, he started learning before they started laning. And everybody sees that he was already learning there before we started the laning, so therefore, Eino M'chuyiv Lifso, he doesn't have to stop and listen to the laning. However, Avolam Lo Hischel b'tchilo, but if he didn't start learning before they started the laning, Ein L'shum Odom, nobody, no person, Afilu Misha Tarasum Naso, Nobody, even somebody who constantly is learning, should go and learn Lilmo Bishum Ofen Klal, should not learn during the laning. It's a tremendous disrespect to the laning, even though you're learning, to learn during the laning. And this is true even for somebody that was already Yotzi the laning. So unless you started learning before they started the laning, then it's improper to start learning while they're laning. Sivkon Yudav, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, for Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum, that's another cooler, you could do this. And this, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chol HaDeos Shenishkulel, all of the opinions that we mentioned above would agree to this as well, because when you're saying Shtayim Mikra, that's as if you're laning. Kivin Shu may aim Masha Kori Shliach Tzibur, it's like what the Shliach Tzibur is laning, even though Afa Bishe Eino Kori Mamash V'Pasuk Shliach Tzibur Kori, even though you're not up to the exact Pasuk that the Shliach Tzibur is up to, Mikol Mokom Gamze Eino Mut Rak B'Lachash. Nevertheless, this is also only permissible if you're doing this quietly so you don't disturb. Shlo Yavalvo Dasa Shomim, that you don't disturb anybody else listening. He brings us down the name of the Prima Godim. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'chol ze eino inyon l'parshas zocha u'parshas para, shehein bi'asoro midaraisa. All of these kulas that we just said, that you don't have to, under these specific situations, listen to the laning, but could learn, etc., they don't apply to parshas zocha and parshas para. These are a mitzvah, according to the Mechaber, both of them, para and zocha, are both d'araisa. We'll see. Many disagree with Parshas Para, but the Mechaber says that that's also mitzvah daraisa, and therefore shetzorich l'chavi nolshoma mepiakori. Therefore, you must listen to the Baal Kriya when those parshios are being read. In Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis, he says, "Rotzalomar kol hakulos haniskorim b'simen zeh linyan shmiras hakriya." All the kulos that we said don't apply when you're dealing with Parshas Para and Parshas Zohar. And Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Vilna Gaon is brought down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Ayin Bevir Agro, Prichados, Shashar Yefrayim, and others. Shikosu de'ino eka. They disagree. Or Parshas Para whom in the Rabbanon. They don't agree with the Mechaber that says Parshas Para is the Raisa. They say it's only the Rabbanon. Nevertheless, mikomokum linyan zeh mistabra the gamle didhu lo mekilinon kol hakulos hanal. However, certainly according to all of these posts, nevertheless, you shouldn't take advantage of any of the coolers that were just brought down. And the Mechaber concludes this sif, and he says, "V'hanochon shebechol haparishos royal medaktik bedvarav l'chavin daito l'shoma mipiakore." Certainly, the idea l'chatrila optimal, superb, appropriate approach is that everybody should listen to the laning and listen to it with tremendous tension and focus, and to listen to every single word that the Baal Kore lanes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet writes, "Rotsu lomar afilu lahavir esidra shnayim mikra v'yachad targum mishasa kriya eino min amokor." And even that we said that cooler that you could lean shnayim mikra v'yachad targum during the laning is not ideal. But you should focus and listen to every single word that the Baal Kriya is saying, and not do a different shnayim mikra v'yachad targum. Dirshu footnote number 13 and 14 address this subject of shnayim mikra a little bit more. First of all, in Dirshu footnote number 13, he brings down that the Bir Halach is surprised at the opinion of the Elyur Rabbah, who says it's actually a mitzvah in a muvchar to read shnayim mikra v'yachad Targum during the laning. In addition to footnote number 14, he brings down that even those that say that you're supposed to listen silently to the Baal Kori and not read along with him, if you're doing Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum, that would be okay as well. And he brings down, in fact, from the Stipler that it was his minog that he would read the second one of the Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum along with the Baal Kori and Biyotze, the second one of the Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum in this fashion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezvav writes that one should follow the opinion over here that you should listen carefully. It's absolutely forbidden to do anything else during the laning. Even afilu shtayim mikra v'yachad targum mishasa kriya, he says. You can't do that unless, of course, you're doing, as we just said, that specific laning along with the Baal Kori. And this is true even if there are 10 people listening to the laning besides him. And the Magen Avraham Mishim Shalosh Machmer is there. The Magen Avraham says the Shalosh is very machmer on this. And what should you do? Everybody should listen carefully to every word that the laner is laning. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. However, he does bring down, that you can certainly take advantage of saying shtayim mikra v'yachad targum in between the aliyos. That is okay according to everybody. And he brings down, he says, a fantastic idea is to read along very quietly with the laner, every word that the laner is laning. Because otherwise it's very, very difficult to concentrate. You're going to lose your concentration, as we brought down earlier in the shir. There are many posts that say that you're not Yotzi the laning then. He brings down that there's the opinion of the Levush, the Derech HaChaim, the Shulchan Atzishitim, and others who suggest this idea. It's a very, very good idea to stay awake and to be able to help you pay attention. And also you can be Yotzi one of the times of Shtayim Mikra when you do this. I want to spend the rest of this year on the Bir Halacha over here on Chof Tesom and Aleph, which says V'hanachon shebechol haparishos v'chule. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here the following. He says V'hine kol zeh hasif hu tochachas megula li'oson hu anoshin hu mavkirin es nafshoson hu misaprim besicha betei lebei sakriya. He says this entire sif that we just learned is a outright reproof against all of those people who Rachmona Litzlan talk Sicha Betela, a non-Torah conversation during the laning. And he says, in Ben Gavra LeGavra, even between the Aliyos, Shasefer Sosum, the Sefer Torah is closed. It's also L'chaper M'chaveru at that point in time, and even according to many poskim, it's also Afilu B'divrei Torah between the Aliyos. Although, as we could put down, there are kulas to learn silently and quietly between the Aliyos. So he says, how much more so, Kama Yigdala Isab Eisha Sefer Basua, how much more so to talk when the Sefer Torah is being opened? What a bizayin who, Kishemeser Ozno Milishmo Dvar Hashem, a person who removes his ears from listening to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Godol Avono Minaso, and so great is this sin that a person can't carry it. This is a horrible, horrible sin. Shafilu Mishiyotzi B'Emsa Kriya. We said if somebody walks out in the middle of the laning about such a person, it says, Nemar Lov, V'ozvi Hashem Yichlu, such a person will be destroyed, Rachmona Litzlan, as we learn from the Gemara. Kol Shekein, certainly, Bazeh, Sha'omid Bedeis HaKnesses, if somebody's in the shul itself, Ein Rotz L'Hatos Ozel Torah, and he doesn't want to listen to the laning. What a terrible sin that is, unfortunately, Rachmona Litzlan, Lo Aleinu. Ulevadze, and he says, furthermore, Matzoi come upon him, Chilul Hashem, Ayadei Zebarabin. Unfortunately, this could lead to a terrible, terrible Chilul Hashem. Why? Because let's assume this person who's talking is sitting in the front of the shul. Kigon shul omei b'mizrach b'veis haknesses. He's a chashav guy. He's sitting up in front. And everybody sees what he's doing. He's talking during the laning. V'avona nira le'en kol. Everybody sees this. So this is also a tremendous chilul Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim says, v'yesh b'zeh chashash, d'v'lo z'sechalu Hashem kotchi. Over the pasuk that says, don't desecrate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, gam kamo pa'onim hamasio shalom muravim b'loshin horo rechilos mei roshon v'yatzofen. He says, Rachmona Litzlan, what's this person talking about? In addition to the terrible crime of talking during the laning, he's also doing terrible things in his talking, possibly. He could be saying loshin horo rechilos, Rachmona Litzlan. Ulevadze, and furthermore, ha'isser shal sicho b'teila b'veis ha'knesses b'veis ha'medrish shugamkin isser godo. What about the fact that even when they're not davening and they're not laning, you're not allowed to talk certain things in a base knesses and a base medrish? So you're over that as well. And he says, he concludes, v'gam tfiloso miso eves avor zeh lefnei Hashem. Rachmona Litzlan, such a person who talks during the laning, dvarim b'teilim, so his Tefillah, his entire davening, is unfortunately not wanted by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's doing this over here, a to'eva, his davening is an abomination. As the Pasuk says, Kedirsiv, Meisir Ozno Mishmo Torah, if a person removes his ears from listening to Torah, Gam Tefiloso To'eva, then his tefillah becomes a to'eva at the same time. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes over here in the Bir Halacha, the Ashrei Mi Shenosein Kavala Torah. Praiseworthy is the person that gives Kavala Torah. We should all learn from this and try to do our laning and listening to our laning better. That concludes today's shiur.